Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I believe that's why the Lord is pressing us to begin to talk about these tactics, so you understand that it happened in heaven by a third of the angels. Mm-hmm. And we want to give a shout out to Anthony, or to
Saul
Alinsky for reminding everybody about that. Mm-hmm. And then it happened again and again and again, but then it happened with Korah. Mm-hmm. When God delivered Israel out of Egypt, when he organized against God, which Moses was using. Absalom organized against King David. Mm-hmm. And on and on. Others happened. And then the religious folks of the day organized against God again, Jesus Christ, and they begin to. And think about it: that Barabbas was known for being part of an uprising, so he was already part of another organized effort. Right. So they wanted an organizer released. He was an organizer. He was part of an organizer,
right.
And so they're shouting, "They want this organizer released," versus Jesus. It's the opposite. If you see somebody walking in darkness, and you want to know what they're actually thinking, what they're doing, just listen to them.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what they're saying. Be terrified when 1929, they come on television and tell you, everything is all right.
Right.
Because it was 24 hours later, the economy crashed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes what they're projecting on you is the very thing that they're doing.
Yeah, yes.
That's a tactic.
Well, it's a definite tactic. And speaking of tactics, so we want to talk about what is the next tactic. Remember, we're going to put these tactics side by side with what I believe and who I believe was an apostle sent by God to be able to walk and hold America to what's written in our Constitution, to the heart of God, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to put his tactics right beside Alinsky's tactics. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see which one, as believers now, we're not talking about anybody else, as believers,
sure.
You know, which tactics would he walk in today, and which one would he deny? But mm-hmm. tactic number 5 out of the 13 tactics from Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, which our president taught for 4 years, and we're finding out as we're walking this out, and we're learning out loud. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we just, you know, ask you for mercy and graces. We're just learning out loud.
Sure.
And because we realize we got to learn something, why not we just learn it together? We'll just learn this thing together. And the fifth tactic in Alinsky. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, regain my composure.
Come back.
And that's not what That's not where we're going. The fifth tactic. Four of 13 tactics for Saul Alinsky in Rules for Radicals is how to organize a people to go against authority. Is the tactic 5 is ridicule is man's most potent weapon.
Mm.
Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It is almost impossible to counteract ridicule. Also, it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage.
Mm.
That's so important to understand the strategy of Lucifer, the strategy of darkness, the strategy of those who are coming against and rebelling. They're rising a rebellion. That's what Barabbas was known for, was a rebellion. That's what Korah's rebellion is what it's called. Mm. And when somebody's rebelling against what God's established, they're moving in Lucifer's tactics. And the fifth tactic is ridicule is man's most, this is what Alinsky says in his fifth tactic, ridicule is the most important, the most potent, the strongest weapon you have is ridicule. It is almost impossible to counteract ridicule.
Hmm.
Also, it infuriates your opposition, which gives you, they react to it, and then it gets to your advantage. I mean, think about that. It's like, oh my goodness, this is so what we're seeing take place today. We've never seen such disrespect for authority, disrespect for senators and congressmen and for others, that they just, the things that are being said about them.
Sure.
But that's actually a tactic. So if somebody believes that that's a tactic that they need to do to be able to follow through with what they believe in their own heart is the right thing, then you can understand it's a little bit different other than just like they're just being mean. So they're actually using techniques to be able to get things to go in a certain way. You can either react and swing and be, you know, wrong in how you react to it, or just be wise and go, oh, that's just my teenager trying to get their way.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to hate your teenager. You're going to say, oh, I know what this is. Mm-hmm. This is a tactic.
Yeah.
This is a tactic.
It's just an employee trying to do an uprising.
Yeah, right,
This is my business.
I hate to hear you're leaving. Yeah. I hate to hear you're leaving. Did you find the new job yet? I'm not looking for a new job. Well, they're looking for you.
That's right.
And you go find them out there. And so ridicule is very important to understand that that is a tactic. And this has been a tactic for years. They ridiculed Jesus. They called him Satan. Think about it. They called God Lucifer. Lucifer called Jesus Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And then they said, you're driving out, you're doing what you're doing, Jesus, God, you're doing it by satanic powers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, you don't understand. He said, how can Satan drive out Satan? He said, any kingdom divided against itself, every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, America's split right down the middle. And it's split about right down the middle based on what people want to get. Well, they made God government God, because if it means me following God, I got to give up my benefits.
Right.
And so you don't follow God and you follow government, then you just chose God as government is God. SOS, a tale of two kings. And you got to hear this. We're going to make this available to you and on VFNTV.com or VineFellowshipNetwork.org. You've got to get it. A tale of two kings sending out. As a matter of fact, when you think about it, you're going to hear this particular sound. This is a SOS message being sent out, I believe, from the Titanic. The tapping, and I listen to it. There's an emergency call being sent out. There's an emergency call being sent out right now. And it's an SOS. Which king will you listen to? Which king will you follow? Will you follow King Jesus? Or will you follow the kings of this world? Mm-hmm. Will you turn to man's government and man's benefit? Or will you turn to God who blesses the work of your hands and gives you houses that you didn't build? Choose today, America, who is going to be your God. A tale of two kings. S-O-S. We're talking about the fifth Alinsky tactic for organizing and... in context, please. Make sure it's all in context. We're talking about it, but it's your Lucifer techniques. And, of course, the tactic is ridicule is the most potent weapon. It is almost impossible to counteract ridicule. Also, it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to that advantage. And understand this, that that so many people don't step up for God because they're concerned about Lucifer's tactics being used on them. Well, just understand, if you stand up for God, you're going to be treated like the teacher.
Right.
So just brace yourself, abide with God, realize who you're doing it for, and don't be surprised when you find out that, oh my goodness, you're a weed, right?
Yeah.
You're being used. And so how does the Word of God tell us? What is the light perspective? What does the Word say about that? When you think about Psalms 123, this tattoo was being used on David many times, but King David, he says in Psalms 123, verse 3 and 4, he says, mercy. He says, have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. In other words, he's going, listen, here he is, chosen by God. He was tending his sheep. He was doing what his dad told him to do. All of a sudden, God seeks him out and finds him, just like he did Moses. And he says, hey, you're a man after my own heart. And so they go through all of David's brothers, and finally he says, and there's somebody else, and they find David. He comes and anoints David as king, God's form of government, you know, Samuel does. He goes back to tend his sheep. Long story short, so he ends up being the king of God's people, and God promotes him to this particular place for the purpose of taking care of him. And here he is, just doing like Moses did, but he has the same core concepts of Lucifer's tactics coming against him as king.
Right.
Listen, it's time for us as Christians to realize we got to step up in leadership positions and understand we're going to have chorus rebellions going on. We're going to have people trying to organize against us. We're going to have not only people lying on us, but people telling the truth on us. And the thing is, it's like, you know what? That's just part of it.
Yeah.
He didn't just walk away like, I'm out of here, you know. I'm just surrendering up this kingdom. I'm just going to give it over. He got forced out once, but he's talking about the ridicule just doesn't stop. It just keeps coming day and night. Understand it happens. 1 Peter chapter 2 also tells us how to handle ridicule and what happens in verse 19 through 23. He says, for it is commendable for someone. This is what he says. It's for it's commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God.
Yeah.
So when we have these things, and this is the difficult thing. If you were walking in darkness before darkness hit you, it's hard for you to, it's like being underwater and then the storm hits. So, so it's, you know, at that point you just got to get saved. Right. You got to get back to God. You got to repent and just get to the shore and just, you know, hack your way out of it by the grace of God.
Right.
But if you're walking in the light, you got to get a perspective of your suffering, you know, and he says, for it's commendable if someone bears up, hangs in there, bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. So in the process, why the enemy's ridiculing you, and we're seeing the church ridicule, we're seeing Judge Scalia talk about how Lucifer's at work and all that. He says, you know, we're going to bear up under this. We're going to stand up under this. And understand, this is commendable before God.
Yeah. You know, the dictionary defines ridicule as speech or action intended to cause contemptuous laughter at a person, thing, or derision. You see that it's sarcastic type of humor that really just, you know, kills that person who's trying to say something, and it just twists the whole narrative.
Right.
And that person's walking away with, you know, if you fall into the trap, you're going to swing.
Right.
You're saying, don't swing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't swing. Respond in humility.
That's right, right. And don't live your life off the cuff. You know what I'm saying? Don't call it being spirit-led, being led by the seat of your pants. If God's speaking to you, write it down.
Right.
You know, go to iabide.org because the enemy's going to spin your head. But if you took the time to write down what God said, like Peter did as we're reading from right now, then you're going to be encouraged. You can go back to what you wrote down, what God said, because God will speak to you. And we're here right now because God spoke to us and told us to be where we are. It truly is a network that God is building that we're watching in awe of what he's doing. So he tells us that in the ridicule, that's what it is. I think about even in the debates that were going on with the presidential debates, when you now make sense that a Alinsky tactic was being used when somebody says, we need to build up our defenses, you know, something like Jehoshaphat would be saying, we need to build strong defenses, that type of thing. And you don't believe Russia. Russia's an adversary of ours. But then all of a sudden, somebody with the Alinsky tactics and say, that's just old. That doesn't happen. Yeah. They're not bad guys anymore. I mean, the opposite, just like just like Scalia's talking about. But then all of a sudden, the ridicule comes in when our current president's looking at this other guy that's running for president. And it's, you know, we're not actually, anyway, so we're not talking politics here. But he says, you know, we have these things called aircraft carriers. And these are grown folks.
Yeah, right.
The aircraft carriers got planes that land on them. And that's called ridicule.
Yeah.
And what the point of that is to shame you and make you feel like, and you got to understand, if you can answer those things very calm, if you relax and you abide and don't go to your head, you can say, wow. You can say things like, that's pretty cool. You're getting a pretty good understanding of the military.
Yeah.
We have other things too, but hey, obviously you put some models together in your life. I mean, you can say things like that in a very nice, honoring way. But he says like this, for it's commendable for if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating? Now, we're not talking about, you know, and if you look at the whole world, not just America, there's every day you think about Pastor Saeed, who's in prison right now, in jail right now in Iran, because he will not deny Jesus Christ as the Lord, the Son of God, amongst others. But he is on the stage right now that he's getting beat for his faith in God. So he says, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? Think about that. But if you suffer for doing good. In other words, when I was a police officer, I would go into the prison, in the jail, and everybody, nobody was in there. They were unjustly in there. Everybody was in there.
Always.
Yeah. Right.
They say that I robbed a bank.
Right.
Were you in the bank they say you robbed? Did you have the money they say you robbed? And everybody in jail is not guilty. But anyway, so he's saying if you suffer for that, that's not, and they go, like, I'm just suffering for Jesus. Well, actually, it's because you robbed the bank.
Right.
It's because you robbed the bank. But he says, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it, not just suffering and whine and complain because the water is warm and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
No AC.
The Saints lost again. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, so you have to actually endure it, make it through it, this is commendable before God. Think about it. So literally, this is our opportunity as believers in our generation to stand up like Dr. King stood up for God in the context of our Constitution, the law, and the people who are the authority of this land, and say, you know what? I'm going to stand up and do for good. And he endured great suffering, mm-hmm. imprisonment, and things that happened, unjust things that happened to folks everywhere. But, you know, he did that, and God just responded, and all of a sudden just amazing things happened and shifted. And then he goes on to say in verse 21, to this we were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Think about this. So what we heard earlier about, you know, who would Jesus organize and how Jesus was organized against, just like it happened in heaven mm-hmm. with God and Lucifer and a third of the angels, that Jesus was organized against, and they said, what do you have to say about this? And they're ridiculing him. Mm-hmm. And he said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't offer a defense. He didn't say anything. I wish I could. I mean, Pat does such a good job of walking, you know, just numb responses. You know, he just very, very.
A couple, but other than that. It's,
oh, really?
Know, yeah. Just,
okay.
You know.
Think about this. I mean, he didn't say nothing. That's so encouraging because a lot of times you feel like you need to say something.
Yeah.
But this is your time to be commended by God.
Mm.
You know, think about it. You're not, break the mindset of the American white picket fence and house and all this kind of stuff. You've got one life to live, and it's for God, and you're going to stand before the throne of God. And this is your moment in time. You are on the stage. Forget about the X Factor stage.
Right.
Forget about the Star Search stage. You're on the stage of God.
That's right.
You're on a stage that earth is his footstool, and he's watching you. What are you going to do for him? What are you going to do in the context? Are you going to be commended by God that you're going to stand up? And all you got to do right now in the context of the Constitution is just exercise your rights. To stand up and to say, hey, I'm going to be a Christian American, not American Christian, a Christian American. I'm going to preach the light and the gospel and believe God for a third grade awakening. Is ridicule going to come? Yes, it's going to come. That's Lucifer's tactics. That's Saul Alinsky's tactics. And that's the tactics currently being used across the world, definitely being used in Washington, D.C. right now. Mm-hmm. And so he set an example for us, is what Peter is saying. Jesus set the example how we're supposed to walk through and bear up under unjust suffering. In verse 22, he describes the context of Jesus saying, he committed no sin and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, which is ridicule, we're talking about the fifth tactic of Saul Alinsky. When they hurled insults at him, and I heard a senator being interviewed, and somebody's trying to respond in the flesh. And this senator says, you know, I'm just not going to throw any wood on that fire. Mm-hmm. That's just irrelevant. He knew not to enter into Alinsky's tactics.
That's right.
It was so brilliant. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats.
Mm.
Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. What is the fifth tactic? The fifth tactic of Saul Alinsky is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It is most impossible to counteract ridicule. Also, if infuriates your opposition, which then reacts and takes advantage of it. But if we walk like Jesus, we'll just entrust ourselves to him who judges justly. As we found out with Moses, and we found out with David, God can handle his own. We're going to go into the fifth tactic right here. Just want to tell you that in regards to some of the topics that we've been covering in today's first and second hour, that... it makes me think about, I don't know, we have this segment of, we're talking about using Alinsky's tactics to be able to organize the world and organize America. Pastor Wright, there's an audio of Pastor Wright here, pull that up if you would, of which was the pastor of our president before, once he was running for office, he switched pastor. This is the one who married him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And in regards to that, he said that, there was other forces at work. There was other forces at work and that we don't understand. That we don't understand. And his name is Reverend Wright. And he's the one that married President Obama and his wife, Michelle, the First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that he speaks about, who mentored him in his book, Dreams of My Father. And he gives us a perspective of organizing, that when somebody gets in office in such a large country like this, there's people that have vested interest in who's going to be there. And if we all lay quiet, you know, and what we're saying is, listen, we need, as our values, what we stand for, we can actually find people who stand up for our values and say, this person agrees with our values type situation. And so you have other people that may have different values than yours, and they can do the same thing. But in the context of that, so they select. What he talks about, he says, that you don't understand that he was selected before he was elected. And this is his pastor talking. This is Pastor Wright. Listen up.
Was he confident about being elected?
At that point, yes, and he saw me as yes. He was confident, he was very hopeful, but he saw me as a deterrent, which is why he didn't want to say anything.
How did you two leave each other that day in your living room?
He said, I'm sorry, you don't see it that way. I said, oh. The most profound thing he said to me that day, he said, you know what your problem is?
So what's my problem?
You have to tell the truth. I said, that's a good problem to have. Which is my point again. Politicians don't have to tell the truth. Truth is what we say it is.
Well, you're listening to a different audio segment. This is his pastor. This is Pastor Wright talking about a conversation he's having with his parishioner, which is now the president. And what you're seeing is, you're seeing Alinsky's tactics from what he's saying. We're just saying what he's saying, not what we know other than the pastor. And he's saying that the president's telling him when he's running for office, says, your problem is you got to tell the truth. Well, he taught Alinsky's model for organizing for 4 years. So, you know, 101 Alinsky is, you know, say what you got to say to get what you got to get done.
Yeah.
But there is another audio in the context of that, and I guess we don't have that audio up. But it's just important. You're talking about, this is the man who married them. This is the man who mentored them. In addition, while he was also being mentored and trained up by Alinsky and Saul Alinsky and other Alinsky children,
right?
People that follow Alinsky's teachings, according to Romans chapter 2. And it's like, oh my goodness, we're understanding what was going on in the context of that. And so this, you know, Reverend Wright saying that, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know, and he's saying that the president, you know, uses the tactics, those particular tactics right there. But understand this, this is what Jesus said. And he said it to the religious folks. He said, yeah, you listen to your father, all right. Your father, Satan. Lucifer, who is a liar, and he's the father of lies. And when he lies, he speaks his native language. So when somebody just openly lies, then they're walking under a father that lies. They have no problem with it. And somebody says, well, they're, you know, and I'm not talking about any, I'm just talking about what Pastor Wright's saying here. Well, in the context of that, we're talking about our perspective. We're not worried about politics here. We're talking about the church. We're talking about what we need to do in the light and walk in the light. One is that understand that many folks in Washington, D.C. are walking in darkness, and they're telling things that are not true, but they're using Alinsky's model because it worked with crucifying Jesus. It worked with organizing against Moses. It worked with organizing against David, and it worked with a third of the angels in heaven. Yeah, they organize all the way to hell. So understand that the context, to just kind of understand the battle strategies that's taking place in the context of that, and you'll find out we can respond like Jesus responded. And this is what Pastor Wright said. Pastor Wright said, and the other one we don't have available was, and it was on the being played on a Fox News Hannity. Sean Hannity's reported this, played it. That it says, you don't understand that he was selected before he was elected. And so that's, you know, anybody that at that point, I mean, it takes a majority organization. It's not unusual. The question is who's selected?
Right.
And it looks like, you know, when you have a reported meeting with Bill Ayers, which is one who organized in the 60s against
underground.
Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trained up by communists, no, mm-hmm. card-carrying communists. When you are trained up by Alinsky and teach his tactics, that you were selected by Alinsky's children.
That's right.
Potentially.
Mm.
And so the question is, you don't know folks by what they say.
Mm.
You know folks by what they do. You know people by their fruit. Jesus said, this is how you know people by their fruit. And so you can't just say something. You got to be able to look at the fruit. And we're finding out on this journey of tactics that we're thinking like, wow, first of all, these are not new tactics. They've been around since Lucifer organized in heaven. Secondly, that now that we're understanding more and more of these tactics, it's like they're being used right now.
Yeah.
We're finding out Israel's being organized by our president. Mm-hmm. And the Middle East is being organized. And Egypt is being organized. And the tactics are being used on Assad mm-hmm. in Syria. And the tactics are being used on Congress between the Senate and between the House of Representatives. And the tactics are being used in the courts. When all of a sudden the court had the issue of the health care bill beside them, all of a sudden the Supreme Court was ridiculed by our president and lectured. And it's like, that's an equal power to the executive branch and the congressional branch.
Yeah,
it's like, one branch does not rebuke another branch. And it's like, that was ridicule when they ridiculed them when they had the bill there. And it's like, it was amazing. It's like, what's happening? It's Zelensky's tactics.
Mm-hmm.
But just like Supreme Court Justice Scalia says, you know, that what's trying to be done right now is just act like Lucifer's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Act like you're not being organized. Act like this is not really a ghetto. Act like this is not really a cattle train. And mm-hmm. act like those ashes coming out of that chimney are not really your family. It's time to wake up. We are being organized. And understand this. It's time to preach the gospel and be the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's time to preach the gospel and be the light. And it doesn't matter what other people do. We're not talking about forcing anybody. We're not talking about natural kingdoms. The kingdom of God is within us. It's within us. And so after this break, we're going to talk about the sixth tactic from Rules for Radicals. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in your area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.